Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We have a very special birthday, Janelle.
I know. Marty.
Marty's birthday.
Yep.
DeLeonardis. His son, Michael, works here. Allegedly. There's no proof. We keep being told that. He comes in here, sets things up, and disappears. So great upbringing there, Marty, of your kid, Michael. In all seriousness, does a great job. So it's Marty's birthday.
It is Marty's birthday. Michael's. So we're just going to have Janelle sing happy birthday.
Yes.
Because she's the only professional here, right?
Yeah. It's been requested.
She laughed at us last time. She's like, where are you guys at? Like, how many people are tone deaf?
All right, ready? We got to sing Marty happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Marty. Happy birthday to you.
See? We could have just, what are we doing?
Right?
Yeah, come on.
We're just like backup singers.
We're not even backup. We're trashing it.
Background noise.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Background noise.
I just stopped singing. Uh-huh. All right, so let's get into it.
Yeah.
Okay, so these.
Daywalking, flipping mosquitoes.
Yeah. I mean, you used to be okay to go out during the day.
Yeah.
And then in the dusk, you wore dark shirts.
Right.
Yeah. Or sprayed yourself with DEET 1000.
Yeah. So I guess I want to talk about some best practices, because there's a lot of stuff going on in the environment that we can't change or prevent totally, but there are things that we can do to manage it or protect ourselves. So obviously with more threats out there, more mosquito threats, it's always a good idea to have bug spray on. And it's something that, you know, you can't just put it on once and then you're good for the day. It's like just like sunscreen, you have to apply it liberally and frequently. And, you know, that you don't have to slather yourself in DEET either. There's a couple of options out there that are really great. My personal favorite is oil of lemon eucalyptus. It's an essential oil blend. And it's different from lemon oil and eucalyptus oil. It's actually lemon eucalyptus. So
is it goes on spray, or how is it going?
So at a 33% dilution rate, okay.
Oh, so you got to put it in a bottle
and shake it.
That's
the active ingredient. Yep, that's the active ingredient.
So hold on. Yep. Is it like a pro? I'm not making fun. Is it like a protein powder where you take a scoop?
No, it's a concentrated essential oil,
okay.
And then you use a carrier, which could be witch hazel or distilled water if you want to make it yourself. If not, then there are great products on the shelves that you can buy too.
That's going to repel mosquitoes the same way that 100% DEET does?
The EPA has approved oil of lemon eucalyptus at the 33% active ingredient rate.
I didn't know that.
As well as picaridin, which is something that fishermen probably know well. It's in a product that is more for outdoorsmen.
Huh.
And then DEET, which we all know the off brands, right?
Right.
But yeah, those are your three active ingredient options for proper protection. But also, like I was talking about, like being diligent about tipping over things that hold water, because mosquitoes only need the amount of water to breathe that fits inside of a bottle cap. That's it. So if you even think about, you know, if you have trees in your yard, the leaves can sometimes hold that amount of water, and then they're breeding in the trees. So
leaf blow my trees after a rain.
Well, so that it's
that's
also
pretty aggressive.
It's also one of the things, you know, we recommend getting a service for the yard. We're coming up on, we got lots of backyard parties happening, Father's Day right around the corner, graduations lined up. It's a great idea to get on our schedule now, get a free assessment for your yard. We'll give you, you know, we'll even go as far as pointing out breeding zones to help you reduce your risk. But this is what I wanted to bring up on the show is, like, you know, you see a lot of companies out there with lawn signs, Mosquito Joe,
yeah, Mosquito
or Bob
Joe,
or whatever.
I like the Mosquito Joe.
Well, good for you.
I wouldn't hire him. I just like the name Mosquito Joe.
Yeah,
right?
You know,
well,
it's
just
catchy.
My dad's name's Joe.
But here's the difference between hiring a company. And I'm not dirt.
Hold on.
Right?
Good for you.
Yeah. No, I heard the good for you. That was a good, like.
Each their own. It's a nice way to say
it. I mean, I have Rose do our house.
I know.
Okay. Yeah. We love Rose.
Well, then there's a big difference between hiring a company that, you know, is looking for a quick deal to get in people's yards versus a pest control company that's been around since 1860, who's been doing this forever.
Family owned
for
local.
Three generations. The Dold family.
So
they're amazing.
I'm pretty sure I got scammed the first time I ever had a mosquito spray.
Really?
So it was through True Green, right? Guy comes out, hey, I'm going to spray your yard, eradicate mosquitoes, which I am a giant fan of, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kids and all.
Yeah.
And he's like, I got this special tick formula right? That's going to really eliminate. And I got a lot of ticks in our yard, right? Because we're
they're banned right now.
Yeah, yeah, we're pretty close to the border and all that stuff. Yeah. I've had kids and dogs get ticks. Yep. Not fun, right?
Right.
So I'm like, ooh, really? And he's just like, yeah, for an extra $80, I'll put this special tick repellent whatever spray on there, right? I later find out, because we ended up buying our own sprayer and getting the chemicals, almost all of those chemicals eradicate ticks as well, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, just shamed.
But also, like, just where did he apply it? You know, that's the thing. It's like, so when Rose comes out, we are not only properly identifying the species of mosquito in the yard, because that says a lot about habits, right? Different mosquitoes do different things. Different mosquitoes are out during different times of days. They breed in different areas. They're attracted to different things. We pinpoint which species is in the yard and use the proper formula to target specifically that species. So if you've got kids, if you've got dogs or whatever, it's or even a pollinator garden, it's not going to affect that. It's safe for those things.
This bush mosquito, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we had the Zika, we had the West Nile.
So this one transmits those diseases as well. Oh, so that's why it's a dangerous thing. And like, it's a matter of time for us to, you know, start seeing reports of these diseases through this species that's around now.
So Rose comes out, not Mosquito Joe.
Right.
Okay. Let's be clear. Yeah. They spray my yard. Mosquitoes. Like, it's not like there's an invisible fence that just says, hey, no mosquitoes in my yard now. So what about my neighbors? Like, I got side neighbors, back neighbors. They didn't spray.
Right. So here's the cool thing about, not cool, but like, here's a fact about mosquitoes. It's hard for me to find anything cool about mosquitoes.
Nothing.
Except for this puppet that I brought. Okay. Because I do love this.
Yeah. each his own.
They're not strong flyers. And this is another hack that I'm going to give everybody right now. So mosquitoes are not strong flyers. They have to land every 3 to 4 feet. So they're kind of bouncing around on your bushes, looking for things. They're kind of flying like this, trying to find the perfect signature scent to go after, because we all have our own signature chemical scent, right? Mm-hmm. Depending on how much soap or shampoo or cologne or whatever you put on yourself in the morning.
Or awesomeness.
Yep, that too.
You just radiate it.
Yeah, just stating a fact.
Essence
of awesomeness.
Go ahead, they have to land. So like, if your neighbors have a really unkempt yard, or like, you know, they got standing water all over the place, sure, that's going to be a magnet for mosquitoes. But if you protect your yard with a treatment, it's going to lessen the populations that come over from those yards, because they have to land every 3 to 4 feet and they're going to get in that product.
Rose does an application. A mosquito lands on my yard 3 weeks afterwards. That mosquito's toast. Like, is it insta? They light on fire?
So
obviously, they don't light on fire.
No.
But like,
that would be cool.
It would be so cool. I agree. If they could, Janelle, if Rose could formulate a safe solution where they just spontaneously combust, that would be so fun.
I know, right?
I invest in that company now.
Like, let's just figure out how to breed these things without the piercing, sucking mouth part so that they can't bite
But
us,
why do I want them? Really?
Well, like, because the males are technically pollinators, because the males don't bite. It's just the females.
Well, of course that's true.
But I want to say a couple of other things. So our mosquito product works great for ticks. And it's just like
all in one, but not. I get it. It's specific.
It's a bonus to having our mosquito service, especially if you're in the woods, or especially if you've got high vegetation. So get on our schedule. Get a free quote. 1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com. We're here for you.
That pounding on the table sounds great over the radio.
Sorry.
Sounds great.
I was just serious.
It's just how passionate.
So passionate. Serious about it.
Nobody likes mosquitoes.
They're horrible.
Yeah.
Animals.
They're just nuisance. Nuisance bugs.
Wait, right, I didn't give my other hack, too.
No, okay, we're going to take a quick break. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We got to hit a break here, because we don't hit the breaks, I start getting calls.
Yep.
3-1, and I've been getting a lot of calls, because we never hit the break on time. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGN. If I didn't mention it, it's Marty DeLeonardo's birthday today.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. It's Marty's birthday.
It's Marty's birthday.
Nice.
Yeah. 312. Happy birthday, Marty, in case we didn't mention it. 312-981. We got a text from Marty. Thank you. Would like Janelle to come over to his house to sing to him personally after the show.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Who wouldn't?
Who doesn't?
Exactly.
312-981-7200 to MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Never go to McGregor, Minnesota.
It's you just, can't open your mouth to talk because you'll eat at least 12 bugs.
It's there's a lot of bugs. Did you say yum?
Yeah.
Dave, I told you.
She's not right.
I don't feel safe in the same room.
There's a special medication. I don't know what it is. They haven't found
it. You said yum.
I mean, it is a great food.
Recipes.
Yeah, it's a little crunchy for me. I don't know.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That was one of the...
It's good.
Your classic. Father, yeah. May you rest in peace.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But they're still classic.
Yes, they
classic.
Are.
All right, a couple of texts to just knock these out real quick.
Yeah.
847, go Packers. Yeah, I think. You're,
okay. Not really.
Wait until this year. We have a quarterback for the first time in 50 years.
Maybe, right? I heard maybe.
So here, no, we got a quarterback.
Okay.
Here's my cicadas that I raked up and drove to the woods by my house. That's 2 days worth. I raked three times so far. They started to smell after a while. Mm-hmm. Two gigantic 55-gallon drums.
Yeah, that's an impressive picture.
That's impressive.
That's the smell you were talking about, Jared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They smell.
Yeah. Well, it's organic, you know, and it's good compost.
Okay.
Somebody put sent us a text, Jack Heater. Tree condom, which had the...
Right, the netting.
The netting. I never... Not in my neighborhood, but that's pretty cool. It's a net that goes
around
the
tree. That's not a lot. My HOAs don't allow that in my neighborhood.
No. We have a lot of mature trees in
that's
our
true.
Neighborhood.
That's why, there you go. It's the younger ones that need to be protected.
Got it. I'll deal with the Rocket Mortgage stuff later. 773. So can we prevent the Asian carp mosquitoes with fresh or used aluminum foil?
Asian carp mosquito. That's a new one. I mean... It is invasive. Invasive species. Gotta love it. But no, the Asian bush mosquito is a spreader of diseases. It is a vector, just like the Asian tiger mosquito. And someone commented about the Culex type of...
Yeah, texter.
Yeah, texter called in with that or texted in with that. And that's true. The Culex is a spreader of those diseases, and so is this new Asian bush mosquito species.
All right, 630, does the mosquito spray also harm bees and butterflies?
No, so this is one of the best points that I make with this, is that it's so targeted because it's so based on science, and it's not a willy-nilly spray job, you know? So it
hate those.
If you have a vegetable garden, if you have fruit trees, if you have pollinator gardens, that's not where the mosquitoes are hanging out anyway, so we're not going to address those areas, and you're totally fine.
The willy-nilly spray jobs are horrible.
That's what I was saying. I just never like a good willy-nilly spray job.
The Billy Willy.
Ah, that's what you want. That's the...
Don't hire mosquito willy-nilly Joes.
And there's a place
why is it got to be a Joe?
I know.
And there's a place in Belvedere that does the Billy Willy spray, which we'll talk about off
got
air.
Got it. Off air.
708, shout out to Belvedere. 708 wants to know, Murphy's Lemon Eucalyptus Oil sent us a picture that from looked like an Amazon package of four for $19.98. You like that?
Yes, the lemon eucalyptus is great at a 33% active ingredient rate. It is approved by the APA to be effective.
All right, so let's dive deeper. You want to give another hack?
Yeah, so if you have a patio set, right, or a deck, and you like spending time outside in the warm months, something as simple as getting a fan blowing low underneath the table will be strong enough of a wind force to blow the mosquitoes away from you. Because I mentioned earlier, they're not strong flyers. Hmm. They can't fly against the strength of a fan. So, you know, you know how you're sitting at a table, your legs always get chewed up, or maybe your rear end through the bottom of the chair or whatever.
Right.
Well, that's one thing that will prevent that underneath area zone.
What about wearing pants while you're outside?
That's a great idea.
I was going to say, I got buns of steel, so the mosquitoes can't bite that.
If you're, if it's hot and you got kids playing in the sprinkler and they're not wearing pants,
That'll happen.
Yeah, they put insect repellent on them. That's what's great too about the lemon eucalyptus one, is it's safe for kids 3 and up.
Interesting.
So it's a safer bet. Yeah.
What about those citronella candles?
Right.
That, I grew up and learned to love, but I felt that they attract.
I'm an apothecary, so I make soaps and candles and all that jazz. And I learned that candles have something called a scent throw. Okay, when you light the the wick, how the scent throw is how far it will permeate in your area, right? Those citronella candles, even if you get a bucket size.
Yeah, that's usually what we get.
Are probably only going to cover like a 6-inch to a foot radius, okay? So even if you've got torches around, that's not a big radius that you're protecting. So, I mean, those are great to have for ambience and stuff too, but it's not effective in terms of warding off the mosquitoes.
I threw all mine out.
Did you?
But yeah. That service that we do, we can do one-time services, you know, ahead of your party. If you've got a big party coming up,
that's a good idea.
Your guests will thank you. Believe me, it's at least an 85% reduction in populations.
She's coming to my house this week.
Yep. And then we also do routine maintenance every single month throughout the warm months.
Is there an average? I know this is tough because every yard's different, but like an average cost per application?
I think for an average size yard, depending on if you're city or burbs, it's typically half acre to an acre is standard, and that can run anywhere between $300 and $600 depending on how vegetative your yard is, like how many bushes you have, how many zones. Like, you know, David, you're going to have like the pool house area and all that, so like we have to be mindful of that. But what we do is very strategic and science based, and that's the difference between hiring us as opposed to your fly by night mosquito companies out there.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Here's a good one. I was listening to the show. I was going to water my inside plants with some rainwater that is outside. Okay, right? She probably has a bucket. Christine is her name. She put her name. So she'd go outside, collect it from the rain bucket. Okay. I believe that's not a good idea now because of the mosquitoes. I am draining the water right now while listening to the show.
That's a good idea. She's smart for doing that. Yeah, because the larva, I mean, it doesn't take very long for those mosquitoes to lay eggs and for them to start wiggling and developing in the water. So if she's using that inside, she's going to bring mosquito eggs inside potentially. So great, good call on dumping that out. I know you're trying to be, you know, the permaculture thing is a beautiful thing, but yeah, if you collect the water, that's fine, but like don't let it sit outside for a couple of days because then that's when it's going to become.
Don't bring it in your house, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right. Are citronella plants effective?
No. So the thing about the plants, and you're going to see this in every garden center advertising the mosquito plant.
That 20 seconds.
Drives me crazy because it's only effective if you macerate the leaves and rub it all over yourself, which you're not going to do. If you're just planting the plant in your yard, it's not going to do a darn thing.
Okay, speak for yourself. That's kind of, it's what I do.
You like to do that.
On Thursdays.
You macerate leaves?
Yes. And rub
it all over you.
Just on Thursdays.
Of course.
Yeah.
Regular Thursday for the Hawk family.
And it's not necessarily a citronella plant, just any plant I could get my hands on.
Poison ivy.
Don't judge.
Okay, I'm not.
I'm just saying.
Buffalo Bill puts the lotion on the skin.
Oh.
There you go.
See, he gets it.
Yeah, or David's wife gets the hose again.
That's probably a routine.
Don't judge.
Yeah. I'm never going to judge.
Stay in your lane.
I know.
What I do with macerating plant things is what I do. Mm-hmm. And when I rub it,
where and how?
Macerate. Because that's what releases the oils of the plant, which is, you know.
Obviously.
Duh. Phone number
1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com.